I'm pulling in here. The police officer up there told me to come the opposite way with the traffic and then come in. And as I was pulling in, my window was down, and the officer told me to stop. And as I was, I did not know that he was a police officer. I thought he was one of the security guards that was mistaken. And as I was pulling by him, he grabbed my arm. Stop right there.
Why does it matter if he's a security guard or a police officer?
Because
if somebody's telling you to stop.
Yes, you're right. I should have stopped. I did get a little bit impatient because I'm quite late for my tea time. And as he was reaching in the car, he grabbed my shoulder and hit me. Like
trying to get you to stop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It seemed to be a little bit over aggressive because the entrance was open.
Okay.
And I pulled a little bit because I was afraid. I thought he was going to start hitting me, and I didn't know who he was. He didn't tell me he was a police officer. All I saw was the yellow jacket. I didn't know what he was doing. I listened to another police officer.
So the thing is, he's wearing a uniform, okay? He also is wearing the same jacket that I have on that says police.
Yes.
Okay? Also, on that, if someone's telling you to stop, no matter who it is, you don't keep going. So what happened is, you kept going and you took him with you while he's a pedestrian, okay?
Yes,
so you took him with your car and drug him, okay?
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing,
I'm very aware that was
to make it, so make it even worse, when he asked you to get out of the car, you refused to get out of the car.
I still was not aware he was a police officer. I was actually looking out the window of the car to try to find a police officer. I asked.
We're all right here, and he was there.
Believe me, sir, if I knew
we're all wearing yellow vests so you can see us.
If he knew he was a police officer, I would have been much more or less afraid, but panic kind of set in. As you can see, I'm still shaking.